If you want to challenge my order, you're welcome to try. I'll fix it so you and your rat stays here for good, with the insects to pick over your bones. Well?
Kerda dropped her eyes. There was no point in trying to argue with dangerous sea vermin.
Yar. This day.
Mid-afternoon found the five friends taking a cut-off up a side stream. Shog rested his oar pole and listened to the stillness hanging upon the quiet sunny air.
What do you think, Kruver? Did our little plan work?
The sea otter leaped from the boat to the nearby bank.
I think it probably did, mate. Don't seem to be a sound of any beast following. Can you hear anything, Triss?
Bounding ashore, the squirrel maid shot up the trunk of a tall elm. She was back down directly.
Not a move anywhere. I think we're safe for the moment. Right, let's get some victuals organised. I'm hungry.
Skirm was at her side in the wink of an eye.
Well, thank me, Auntie's Penny, for a handsome gel with a bit of sense, what? Excellent suggestion, ma'am. Capital.
They split up and went foraging into the woodlands, whilst Triss stayed behind to guard their boat. Sagax was the first to return. He brought some wild berries and a few early plums, which, while sweet, were still quite hard. The two otters arrived next, followed by Skerem, who assessed the fruits of their search. He was by turns both critical and optimistic.
Not blooming much, chaps, is it? A few measly berries, some hard as rock, plums, a load of roots, steady me. Still, I suppose we'll make something of them once I start cooking, what?
Triss shook her head.
Sorry, no fires to give off smoke signals. Besides, what would you use for a cooking pot?
Skerem's ears drooped.
I thought you were on my side. What in the name of fiddlesticks do you expect us to do? Scoff 'em roar and drink stream water? It's not jolly well civilised.
Sagax pulled the boat into the land and moored it to a tree.
Shh! Listen, can you hear singing?
The strains grew louder and clearer as they listened. From round an upstream bend, four shrew logboats appeared. They were packed with shrew families, singing at the tops of their voices to the accompaniment of drums and tambourines.